FERC mostly accepts California IOU's Order 2023 compliance filings, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. FERC largely approved filings by California's three major investor-owned utilities to comply with interconnection queue requirements under Order 2023. In three separate orders November 20, FERC mostly accepted Southern California Edison, San Diego Gas and Electric and Pacific Gas and Electric's tariff revisions, but the utilities must clarify some issues within 60 days. In SCE's case, FERC ordered the utility to file revisions related to storage operating assumptions, network upgrade cost allocation requirements, site control, the definition of regulatory limits and cluster study provisions. On the operating assumptions, SCE argued it did not need to include those because it already offered similar provisions for electric storage resources under a commission-approved settlement agreement. FERC rejected this argument, siding instead with renewable energy company TerraGen and the California Energy Storage Alliance, or CESA, which contended the settlement agreement is expressly conditioned on future compliance with commission orders. TerraGen and CESA explained that while the settlement agreement has a moratorium prohibiting revisions to SoCal Edison's tariff, there is also an exception allowing changes to be made if directed by a commission order or a final rule, such as Order No. 2023, FERC said. The two protesters asked FERC to reject SCE's proposed revisions and direct the utility to revise its tariff to allow interconnection customers to provide operating assumptions for storage resources, according to the order. FERC agreed, stating that SoCal Edison has failed to adequately justify excluding the requirement for transmission providers to use operating assumptions, at the request of the interconnection customer, in interconnection studies that reflect the proposed charging behavior of an electric storage resource. We are evaluating the order and are pleased to see much of our proposal approved, Jeff Montford, spokesperson for SCE, told RTO Insider. Meanwhile, in the SDG&E docket, CESA, along with the Clean Energy Alliance, San Diego Community Power, and the Clean Coalition, also filed objections. In one matter, CESA objected to SDG&E's proposed rules regarding affected systems, arguing that they are insufficiently detailed and could give rise to discriminatory practices. FERC said it was unpersuaded by CESA's arguments, finding that the utility included requirements for circumstances where SDG&E is the host service provider. But the commission did order SDG&E to file revisions related to network upgrade cost allocations, commercial readiness and regulatory limits. FERC likewise required PG&E to clarify or correct provisions pertaining to co-located generating facilities, operating assumptions, cluster study and site control, among other issues. CESA contended PG&E failed to provide interconnection customers with electric storage resources with the ability to design and charge their facilities in a manner sufficient to satisfy their proposed operating parameters, according to FERC. The organization argued PG&E failed to explain how it would review interconnection customers' requested operating assumptions or whether the company would allow customers to operate in accordance with those assumptions after entering service. FERC noted that some of CESA's concerns should be addressed by PG&E in its subsequent compliance filing, but that its concerns about PG&E not describing how it will analyze requested operating assumptions or allowing additional flexibility for interconnection customers to adopt control technologies are outside the scope of this compliance filing because these requirements were not established in Order No. 2023. The utility said in their filings that they must navigate between Order 2023 requirements as well as their CAISO tariffs. FERC noted this and pointed to overlap in, for example, cluster study requirements in both CAISO and Order 2023. PG&E spokesperson Jennifer Robison told RTO Insider that FERC's order will help expedite interconnection of wholesale generation on markets managed by CAISO. This is an important step in meeting CAISO's load forecasts, which project significant electric demand growth in California driven mostly by new data centers, EV charging and building electrification, Robison added. We look forward to continuing to work with CAISO and other stakeholders on additional improvements to the interconnection process. FERC issued Order 2023 in July 2023 with a goal of clearing backlogged interconnection queues by implementing a first-ready, first-served cluster study process, increasing interconnection customers' financial obligations, and penalizing grid operators for missing study deadlines. In 2024, the Commission rejected challenges to the order, though it made several clarifications and minor modifications and established an extended compliance deadline with Order 2023A.